Welcome, everybody. This is the SharePoint Patterns and Practices webcast, also known as the Office 365 Developer Patterns and Practices webcast. So this time, what we wanted to do is show you how you can integrate a external JavaScript frameworks to upcoming SharePoint for client-side web parts, which are part of the SharePoint framework, which is going to be released slightly later this August. So slightly depending on when are you watching this webcast, the developer preview or the SharePoint framework might be available or might not be available. But for those who are watching this before it's available, we wanted to do a kind of an introduction session to show you how to get started, so you'll know that this is not difficult and there's no additional magic or super difficult steps to use whatever framework within your client-side web parts. With me, well, my name is Vesa Juvonen. I'm a senior program manager in Office, SharePoint engineering, just to be precise. And with me today is Waldek. Waldek, do you want to do a quick intro?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everybody. My name is Waldek Mosteras. I work as a senior developer at Rancore. I am Office Development MVP, and this time around, I will be your JavaScript wizard.
Yes, indeed. Let's actually get started on the material. And this time, this probably won't be super long because we wanted to really concentrate on how to get started on things within the client-side web part development, or integrating the frameworks to the client-side web part development. Before we go there, just a reminder for the people, the SharePoint Patterns and Practices does exist and will exist in the future as well. So the SharePoint Patterns and Practices ownership is in the SharePoint engineering, and we're gonna use the SharePoint PNP or Office Dev PNP, either way we wanna actually mention that, both brands are fine, as the main tool for providing samples and guidance in the future as well. So what we want to do within the SharePoint engineering is to kind of go away from the current situation where we have SharePoint guidance and then we have the SharePoint PNP guidance. We will only have PNP, and the PNP will be the channel to explain how the framework works and also how the SharePoint add-ins work and all of that stuff. So AKMS Office Dev PNP, or actually it's AKMS SharePoint PNP, you'll land to our introduction page where you will find a lot of resources to in production technologies and also for the upcoming SharePoint framework. Good. Let's actually move into the actual topic of today. So we kind of wanted to concentrate on a really, really simplistic example, how we integrate Angular 1.0, 1.x to the SharePoint framework web parts. And this is really a simple thing. Whenever you actually have the client-side web part created, you'll obviously need to install the Angular to be available within that project. We're going to show the commands and all of that slightly later. We're going to install the typings to your project as well. So when you're using when you're developing the TypeScript, you'll have the intelligence and all of that working properly within your development environment. And then the actual usage of the Angular is relatively simple. When it's installed to the project, you'll just import the Angular within your web part file or web part definition. And start using that together with the framework, or adding the Angular directly on the rendering of the framework. Anything I want to add there, actually, Waldek? It's quite simple stuff.
No, it's actually exactly that. So, yeah.
Good. Yes, it's simple, but it's also a good thing to actually show how to get started. And that was really the reason why we wanted to do this webcast, so that the people who are watching these videos don't feel like there's a significant amount of stuff which I need to learn. Well, not precisely. If you're an Angular developer, we'll just hook in the Angular directly to the client-side web parts, and then you're able to start using the Angular however you actually do the development. We're not going to actually spend too much time on the slides today, so Waldek is going to do the demo on how to actually do that in practice. For some of you, this might be really super easy stuff. You're already familiar with NPM, the typings and all of that. For some of you, this might be a new thing, and you're moving into this web stack development. So I think from my demo perspective, I think that's it. Waldek, take it away.
All right, so in this demo, we will show you how to include Angular in your SharePoint framework client-side web part. So what I have here is I created vanilla SharePoint framework project with a client-side web part without any framework. And just to start, let's see that that actually works. So we do that by calling gulp serve task, and that will open the browser that will actually build the project, bundle the project, start the browser, and we will be able to see that the web part actually works. So here is our SharePoint workbench to which we can add new web part that we have in project, and we can see that it works.
And this
so for now, let's remove.
One. So this is just a exactly like you mentioned. You just run through the generator to create the web part. You haven't actually done anything, any modifications on it yet. So this is what you get from the SharePoint framework generator.
For free.
Yes, for free. Yes, indeed.
So for now, let's close this. Let's stop it. And the first thing that we will do is we will install Angular. So we do that by calling npm I for install Angular and then dash capital S. So that will save the reference to Angular in our package.json with which whenever you get the project from source control and you do npm install, npm will know that this project depends on Angular and it should install it too. Otherwise, if you would try to build it, you would get an error saying that you miss Angular. So another thing that we have to do before we start developing code is that we work in SharePoint framework with TypeScript. Whenever you want to do that, whenever you work with TypeScript, the one thing that you need for every framework that you install are typings. Optionally, you could skip them, but actually the whole point with TypeScript is that it helps you write good code and it helps you ensure development time that you're not doing anything that you are not allowed to. So we do that by calling another command, which is tsd install, then Angular, and then dash s. So here we use a lowercase s, and once again we want to store the reference to our typings in project, so whenever someone gets the project from source control, npm and tsd will know that there are additional things that they should include.
And one thing to kind of mention obviously in here, I think it's kind of understandable, but we'll run these in the folder structure. So when you're running in the command lines, you have to be within that project folder where the actual development will happen, obviously. That's pretty understandable, but just making sure that we covered that.
Sure. And with that, we're ready to jump into the code. So let me start Visual Studio Code, which is my editor of choice, but you can do that with WebStorm on Windows, with Visual Studio, anything you want. It works everywhere exactly the same way. Let me increase the font size so that you can see the code more easily. And here we go to our source folder web parts, where actually the web part is, and from here we get the hello Angular web part TS, which is where is the code of our web part. So the first thing that we need to do in the code is to actually make use of Angular. We do it by typing import asterisk from, I don't want to update anything now, as Angular from Angular. So that way we import Angular into the web part. The web part now knows that it can use Angular and it should grab it from the npm package that we installed first. Next, what we actually can do now already is to build the Angular app. So we do it. Let's just build a really simple one, which you would never ever build in production, but it's more to show you how easily you can get you can hook Angular within the SharePoint framework client side web part. So here, let's just create a really simple web part or Angular app. We call it Hello Angular app. We have no dependencies, and in there let's just create controller. And here you can see how do we already get IntelliSense, right? We get IntelliSense because of the typings that we installed for TypeScript, right? So here let's call this controller hello Angular, and herein we will pass a function. We will pass the scope that we will use to actually attach variables. And here to our scope, let's just add one message. And here you can see that if I wanted to do this, I will get error, right? Because there is no property on a scope called message. And that's actually what TypeScript does. It protects you from trying to do stuff that aren't there. If you know Angular, you actually know that you can attach any property to scope and it will be available within template. But in order to do that in TypeScript, we have to say scope as any so that we can allow ourselves to do that. And with that, you can see that the error is gone and that we can now say here, hello from Angular. So that basically completes our app. Let's change the template a bit. Let's remove all of that. We won't be needing this. And here, let's say that this div should use our controller, which is called Hello Angular. And the last part left is for us to say Angular Bootstrap, which will actually start our app. So here we say this DOM element, which is where our div is. And then we will pass array of strings calling the app that we want to, the modules that we want to bootstrap, which is Hello Angular app. And as you can see, the element that we pass here is exactly the element where we have our div, right? And the one thing that you might know about Angular is that you should call Angular Bootstrap only once. The thing about the render function is that it's being called every single time you change property of the web part. So it could be that it's called once, but if someone would go and edit the web part, it could be fired twice, five times or more. And that would actually make Angular break. So in order for us to prevent that, we can make use of the really cool tool that we have available here to our that we have available is to say if this rendered once is false, then bootstrap Angular. So what this does is that the first time the web part will render, this property will be equal to false. And then once it's done, it will be set to true. So that way we can distinguish whether we are rendering initially or not.
And that property, the rendered ones, is part of the framework, isn't it? So it's coming as a base class definition.
Yes. It is a property that comes from the base class from which our web part inherits.
Yeah.
So with that, we should be good to go. And to check that things work, let's just go back to our terminal and say gulp serve. And that will once again build project, compile, transpile it, package, bundle it. It will start the browser with SharePoint Workbench and where we can add the web part and we won't see anything. Right. I forgot one thing. We included the message here in a scope, but we actually don't use it in template. So what we can do here is here, just let you say really easily message, because that's the name of our property that we added in scope. Let me just save it. And now if I go back to Workbench, just wait a minute. I'm not doing anything. The Workbench actually detected that I changed stuff in code and it will once again rebuild my code, repackage, rebundle and refresh the Workbench all by itself. So whenever you are developing web parts, you can really efficiently do that because the process that runs the Workbench in the background checks whether there is any change in the code, and if there is, it will refresh the Workbench for you all by itself. So with that's it. You have just seen how easily you can include Angular in client-side web parts built on SharePoint Framework.
And that's actually a great demo on the auto refresh as well, because you really see the value out of the Workbench as well. So
it is efficient, right?
Exactly. Cool. I think that's it. Let's actually go back on the slides and close up the webcast. But thank you for this one, Waldeck.
Sure. You're welcome.
And thanks, Waldeck, for that one. Really good quick demo on how to get started and how to integrate Angular to the SharePoint framework client-side web parts. So what you saw in the Waldex demo is that this is really kind of a four steps process. And these are the actual commands, what Waldex actually executed there. So just making sure we walk them through so you understand what's actually happening. So in the command line tune, we executed the npm I Angular S. What it means is that we are installing the Angular npm packages from the internet. So we're pulling down the Angular dependencies to our project. And that's the I, as in install Angular. And then there's the S after there, which essentially means that we will add a definition in the package JSON. And that means that whenever if somebody is pulling down this project, for example, from a GitHub and runs an npm install, it will know that there's a dependency on Angular and all of that stuff will be installed on that project automatically. Then we execute a tsd install Angular, so and this will add the typings, so you will have an intelligence in the Visual Studio Code or whatever is your development platform. Then we moved into the actual client-side web part, the actual TS file, which is the visible part of the project for end users, and we added that import there, so that we can use the Angular inside of the client-side web part. And then in the render method, we essentially hook in the Angular application directly in the rendering process. So at that point, you can then concentrate on actually implementing the actual Angular application in Angular, in this case. Obviously, there's quite a few additional things to consider that, for example, how we would, let's say, bypass property pane values or configuration values from a client-side web parts to the Angular application. But we're going to do another webcast or a video on that one slightly later, which will then demonstrate this additional, let's say, in quotes, advanced scenarios. But this is really it. This is pretty easy to get started and get into Angular to work together with client-side web framework, or client-side web parts in a SharePoint framework. Anything I want to add there, Waldeck?
No, as you've seen, it's really easy to include Angular in building client-side web parts. And I really encourage you to, as soon as the framework is available, to give it a try. And if you've built Angular stuff in the past, just to try to use Angular with client-side web parts as well.
And thinking about the other frameworks, JavaScript framework, we use Angular as an example right now. Using a React or using a Knockout or Mushdas or whatever is pretty much the same story. Obviously, the step number four is slightly different. So how do I actually hook into that particular framework to my client-side web part? Because this Angular bootstrap command is specific for Angular, not for anything else.
Yeah, and I would say that also steps one, two, and three are different as well, right?
Well, fair, yes, from a exact perspective. But you will still install that third-party framework using the npm I. You will still install the DSDs, the typings for it, and then you'll do the import to that particular framework, whatever. Whereas the Angular part will be changing in the commands.
Yeah.
Fair point. You're so precise, Waldeck. You're so precise. Cool. So I think that's it for this one. Relatively short. I wanted to keep it short as well, just to show you that it's not super complex to get started. And then you can start doing this and start learning more. Please use the PMP channels for asking questions. You'll do the Office, go to the Office 365 network, the new one, the network.office.com, and ask questions if you have anything related on the webcast as well. And I think that's it. Thank you, Waldeck. Nice quick demo.
You're welcome.
And we'll do another one of these sooner or later. So thank you for watching.
See ya.